Our economy is destroying our ecology, and some claim that the two are, and always will be, mutually exclusive. But is this actually the case? Satish Kumar is editor of Resurgence magazine.
It is not the case. Actually, the word ecology and economy come from the same root. In Greek, there is a word oikos, which means home, and logos means knowledge, and nomos means management. So ecology means knowledge of home, and economy means management of home. Now, if you don't know your home, how are you going to manage it? So how can you say that ecology and economy are mutually exclusive? They are like walking on two legs. You know your home and you manage it.
So why do you think it is that often we say the economy side of things is so much more important than the ecology side of it?
That is the misnomer. That is a kind of confusion that we have created in the world. And the economists, like I was speaking at London School of Economics, and I was saying to them that you are studying economics without studying ecology. How are you going to manage the planet home if you don't know your forest, you don't know your rivers, you don't know your oceans, you don't know your land, you don't know your animals? How are you going to manage it? It is like not knowing where your bathroom is, where your kitchen is, where your dining room is, and you are going to put furniture. How are you going to make furniture and put furniture in right place, in appropriate place? So knowing your home and knowing your home ecology also means home means relationship. When you go to your home, where do you go? It's not a house, it's a home, meaning you have your relations there, your father, your mother, your sister, your brother, your husband, your wife, your children. So relationship is the essence of home. So knowing your home and managing your home in terms of maintaining relationship within the home, so that all parts of home, all members of the community, all members of the family can live together in harmony and in good balance. So earth is a home, and all creatures on this earth are our family members. So animals are our family members, and the trees and rivers are our family members. So having a right relationship means having home, and that home we have to know, and then we can manage it.
And bearing in mind that lots of our economy is based actually upon exploiting our natural resources in some way, sometimes sustainably, but quite often not sustainably, is it therefore possible to have a wealthy, thriving, vibrant economy and actually still have a vibrant, healthy ecology at the same time?
Yes, it is possible. Economy is a good thing. But what has gone wrong is we have confused ourselves with the idea of wealth. And we think that money is wealth. And money has become economy. Finance, capital, that has become economy. Now, money is a good thing. Money is a good way to make exchange, and it's a means to an end. But when you start to think that money is the wealth, then things are confused. Then you cannot maintain the ecology of the planet. If money becomes your object and the end result, then you have to stop there and say, now I have to understand the ecology and then I'll make the economy.
So if money is not the key thing, then what would it be?
The real wealth is natural wealth. So clean air, clean water, beautiful rivers, good land, good relationship with the animals, healthy animals, that is real wealth. And money is only a measure or a way of exchanging goods and services. So we have to think that, is this money serving the natural and the real wealth? Or is this money just by itself perpetuating itself? So it is not the bottom line. It is not your balance sheet which really matters. What really matters is how that balance sheet and that bottom line is affecting the true and real wealth, which is the natural wealth.
Now, we've talked about the fact that our economy has in some ways damaged our ecology. Can we actually now use our economy to improve and repair our ecology?
Yes, we can have intelligent growth and not unintelligent, suicidal growth, which we have been having for the last 100 years. The 20th century was a century of economic growth. Now, 21st century has to be the century of ecological and economic balance. So if we have intelligent growth, that means we live in harmony with the natural world. And we live by the sun, by the water, by the wind, and by the land, of course. So if we say maintaining the integrity and maintaining the wholeness of the natural systems and living in harmony and thinking that we are nature too. Humans are nature. As trees and rivers and animals are nature, we are nature too. So how we can maintain that relationship? If we can do that, then economy can be a way of moving forward and living with the natural world. What we have to challenge is this finance-dominated systems, money-dominated systems. Money should be put in its place. It has a place, but it should be put in its place and not allowed to be dominating our economic system and then our ecological system.
That's Satish Kumar, editor of Resurgence magazine.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.